Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, everyone. How are we doing today? It's another great week in the Marshall home, filled with lots of tickle fights and craziness. That's how it goes around here. How is your fall? Isn't today the first day of fall, September 22nd? Oh my goodness, I can tell you that this is like the first fall in Utah where I've loved it, because it normally goes from super hot summer to really cold falls, like drops from like 100 to 50 in like a few days. And I guess that's just the way I see it or feel it, but it's been nice. Like today's 85, I think, and I'm just loving it. I like that it's gradually going down instead of this huge transition, but I wanted to know what you guys liked. I just know that my husband loves fall. He loves when he can, it's comfortable weather, but he can wear shorts. So I'm telling you, I think we're just meant to live in like California or Florida or North Carolina or Hawaii, all those places with a beach that have wonderful climates. So let's just go ahead and get right into today. I wanted to go ahead and go over a topic with you guys that I sincerely love. This is just so near and dear to my heart. The title of it, oh, before I get started, I'm glad my brain stopped me, but I just want you to know that when I'm recording a podcast, it's also already up on my website in article form, so you can read it after you listen to it, or people that are just reading it can also listen to it. So I want you guys to know that. Some of the time I post it, like if I post a podcast or upload a podcast, it's already on my website or vice versa. So I don't have all of the articles on my website already on my podcast, but the ones that I find to be my favorite, I like to upload onto an episode through the podcast. So I just wanted you guys to know that it's spirituallyfedblog.com. But today we're talking about becoming as a child. So my favorite scriptures since I was 5 years old were in Matthew 5, 8 through 9. But in the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ, it's 3 Nephi 12, 8 through 9. So I'm going to read these to you. In verse 8, and blessed are all the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In 9, and blessed are all the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So I'm just going to start out with the first topic of this article is joy as a child. So as I was reflecting on my week of the many activities with my family, I could see how childlike Dom, the kids, and I were. Sometimes Dom and I act younger than what we are. It's funny that way. So, and it's great. We love it that way. So while reflecting on the fun activities and memories we made while playing and interacting with our children, I couldn't help but feel so much joy. I could feel joy that pierced my heart. It was like love that was so light and so fulfilling. I don't know if you guys, if that's how you feel, but when I feel pure, genuine love, it feels light. It feels good. And I just picture when I think of those words, light and fulfilling, it's a child feeling joy and love all the time. I started to think about the heaviness that can come with being an adult at times. Don't get me wrong, being an adult, growing and gaining more wisdom is very rewarding, but as a child, there's an innocence and brightness that I try to obtain as an adult. So I want to go on to adult distractions. And I thought of how as an adult, there's lots of worldly concerns and sins that can affect much of our brains and times in our lives. Don't you think? What do you guys think about that? So there's like sin. Things that come along with sin when I think of them in this lifetime are pornography, immorality, drug addiction, consumption of alcohol, abuse, wickedness, deceit, and any other sin that can distance us from that great spirit within us to bring us closer to our Savior. And I look at my children and other children and how their main focus is just to learn, have fun, and love. They desire peace and comfort in their home. They desire to be loved and to love. It's so refreshing to see their nature appear that way to me. While these thoughts were crossing my mind, I thought of how much more I want to strive to have the wisdom of righteousness, but the heart of a growing child. So the next area is becoming like a peacemaker. Children are peacemakers, and they have the purest of hearts that sincerely desire to do good. If they do make a mistake, they desire to do better. It's a trait that I love and I am continually cultivating. I know that from spiritual experiences that as I try to grow and love like a child, I feel closer to my Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has asked us to follow in his footsteps and light. And as we follow in his ways, our hearts and lives become brighter and less heavy with all the sin and worldly consumption. And then the next area is treasures of the heart. I treasure the many experiences I have with my family, as I know you do, that brings me closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. So I had an experience that I want to share that I just felt so happy and I've treasured in my mind is when my family and I recently went to a park to play. My son had finally figured out how to swing on his own. And my daughter's like picking it up because she's been watching him. But we were just all swinging on the swings and we were just laughing so hard. There was a ton of people at the park just staring at us because Dom was making animal noises. Like as he would come up after a swing, like, you know, when you feel like you're about to fly into the air, he was just like making goat noises. And we were also pretending like we could touch the sky, but it was just so funny to me. And we played hard for an hour, but that experience just became like a treasure in my heart because we laughed so much. Dom and I felt like we were just hanging out with our kids as friends, and we soaked up their laughter and their energy, and it became seriously the brightest part of our day. And afterwards, when we got home, we spoke about these treasures or experiences we have together and how they are what brings us closer to heaven. And the treasure in our lives are what is in our heart. Not those tangible things in our lives, not things that are replaceable. The things that are treasures are what are in our heart. And as a family, we share together our treasure in our hearts. And those are Heavenly Father and His presence, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and His perfect love, and the Holy Ghost as our constant comfort, and our family. Of course, as we were looking for guidance and teachings from these three, we experienced so many wonderful moments like becoming as a child. These moments are a treasure to me. And becoming as a child, as a daughter of God, to me, is becoming more like Jesus Christ. I can learn from his wisdom and love as he loves. Be a peacemaker as he is and strive to have a light and pure heart. It is so rewarding to me to continue learning and growing, but remember that as a child, life is so much more exciting when we live with excitement, joy, and loving others with all of our hearts. I love that so much about children. They want to continue growing and learning, but their excitement does not stop. Their joy and their love is always ever going, and I love that about them. I want to go ahead and close with you guys this scripture in 3 Nephi 12:45. Did you hear that? I want to close. I sounded like I was at church giving a talk. Hey, it can feel like that, but I wanted to end with this scripture that I love. Also in 3 Nephi 12, verse 45, it says, "That ye may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good." But the first half of that scripture is what I want you to take away, that ye may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. So remember who you are. We are daughters and sons of our Heavenly Father that are trying our very best. I know it. I know all of you are doing your very best to become your best selves. But to me, I really think that when we are living with excitement and joy as a child and learning how to grow more wisdom through our experiences, we will become more like Jesus Christ. I just love that. And I love these experiences that have brought me closer to him and to you. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful week. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.